kind of faith our guy mission to our luck of a core the midst of an up all the rag up the load car flow most of them up somebody who bought a bachor that is a bomb mum and he bought it for himself for the party of his son is marrying off his son and he bought a bachor bomb mum to serve at the wedding as a bachor that has a mum you're allowed to shaft it and eat it outside the Beis HaMikdash or he bought the bachor for yontif and it turned out that he didn't need the bachor for the wedding or for yontif, mutar l'machor. You would be allowed to sell the bechor, even though we said in the previous mishnah that you're not allowed to do business with the bechor. You can't keep around a bechor in order to sell it. But in this case, since he did not buy it to do business with it, he bought it to serve it at the wedding or at yontif, and it turned out he didn't need it. In such a case, Rabbanan would allow you to sell the bechor. So I say chaya ofos u'dagim shenadamnu lahem minei tmei mutar l'machor. People that catch chaya, ofos, and dogim for a living, they catch them and they sell them for their livelihood. When they were trying to catch chaya, ofos, and dogim that were kosher, they ended up catching some chaya, ofos, or dogim that were not kosher. They would be allowed to sell the non-kosher chaya, ofos, or dogim to non-Jews. Even though we said in the previous mission that one is not allowed to do business with nevelos, trefos, shgatim, or amasim, they wouldn't be allowed to go ahead and catch non-kosher animals for a livelihood and to sell it to goyim. But in this case, he wasn't trying to catch non-kosher animals. He was trying to catch kosher animals, but he ended up catching non-kosher animals by mistake. In such a case, he would be allowed to sell them to a non-Jew. Rabbi Hudaim, Abish Nitzmana lo lafi darko, lokeach u'mozher. Uvavach lo teham nata b'kach. Rabbi Huda said, even somebody who does not catch animals for a living, but he happens to have had the opportunity while he was walking, to catch an animal that is not kosher. He'd be allowed to catch it and then sell it to a non-Jew as long as he doesn't do that for business, as long as he doesn't make a habit of catching non-kosher animals and selling it to a non-Jew. As according to Rabbi Huda, it's not only people that catch animals for a living. If they happen to catch a non-kosher animal once in a while, that they would be allowed to sell it to a non-Jew. Even somebody who doesn't catch animals for a living, but happened to have the opportunity to catch a non-kosher animal, he can go ahead and catch it and sell it to a non-Jew. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Chachamim, it's also for somebody who does not catch animals for a living to catch a non-kosher animal and sell it to a non-Jew. And according to the Chachamim, this dispensation that the Chachamim said that somebody who catches animals for a living and happens to catch a non-kosher animal that is allowed to sell it to a non-Jew, that applies only to somebody who catches animals for a living, not to somebody who does other things for a living and just happen to have the opportunity to catch a non-kosher animal. And the reason Chacham made a dispensation for somebody who catches animals for a living to sell a non-kosher animal that he happened to catch is because somebody who catches animals for a living, the Malchus makes him pay a tax to the Melech. And it's very difficult for him to pay the tax. So to make it easier for him to pay the tax, Chacham said if he catches a non-kosher animal once in a while, he would be allowed to sell it to a non-Jew. But somebody who does not catch animals for a living and just happens to have the opportunity to catch a non-kosher animal, Chacham did not allow him to sell to non-Jew, as you're not allowed to do business with non-kosher animals. Sachashvias parazai mishnah hey lulavet radim v'acharuvim yeshlem shvias uledmeim shvias yeshlem beer uledmeim beer. The branches of a radim tree and the branches of a charuvim tree, charuvim is a carrot. These branches would have kedusha shvias. The branches that grow in shvias would have kedusha. It would have to be treated like Peirush Shvi'ith, and so too, the money they received for selling the branches would have Kedusha Shvi'ith. The reason being is these branches are edible. And since they're edible, they have Kedusha Shvi'ith. Yeshlam beer, ula demand beer. Not only does it have Kedusha Shvi'ith, but also the dinim of beer would apply to both the branches and the money that you would receive for selling the branches. As we have mentioned previously, any time the branches are no longer available to the animals in the field, that is the cutoff point in which you have to dispose of Peirush Shvi'ith. So therefore, these branches, since at some point during the season they're no longer available out in the field for the animals, that would be the point of beer in which you would have to dispose the branches of these trees. Lulave ha'ala v'habitna v'ad tadim. Yeshlam shvi'ith uledman shvi'ith. The branches of an ala tree and the branches of a bitna tree, some say it's a pistachio tree, and the branches of a cotton tree, a thorny type tree, they have Kedusha Shvi'ith, and so too, if you sell the branches and you receive money for it, the money would have Kedusha Shvi'ith. And these branches, if they grow on Shvi'ith, since they're edible, they would have the same thing as Peirush Shvi'ith, they would have Kedusha. Elohim beer below the demand beer. Even though they have Kedusha Shvi'ah, but the dinim of beer does not apply to it. There's no cutoff point at which you have to dispose of them. And so to the dinim of beer would not apply to the money that you receive for selling them. The reason being is that these branches are always available to the animals out in the field, and therefore, since they're always available, the dinim of beer don't apply to it. As was mentioned previously, only things that at some point would no longer be available to the animals in the field would the dinim of beer apply to it. Even though these branches, the dinim of beer wouldn't apply to them, but to the leaves of these branches, the dinim of beer would apply to them. The reason being is because the leaves do eventually fall off from the branches. So eventually the leaves are no longer available to the animals in the field, so at that point you would have to dispose of it. And at the point that it's no longer available to the animals in the field, at that point you no longer can hold on to perish via. It has to be disposed of. You have to be mocked and allow anybody who wants to take it.